Well, there we go. I'm pressing the wrong buttons. I'm that excited that Leicester have actually won 3-0. Get in there. I know quite a few of us before the game and even at halftime were fearing that what was going on a little bit, but we cruised there to a victory. I think we saw the difference between a established Premier League side, which is Leicester City, and a side that's come up from the Championship who've got good intentions, but probably just aren't good enough to do it. Now, if you do want to join the show, I have put the link in. I'm going to do it now as well in the post there in the comments. You should be able to see it. If you want to come on here, give us your live video views, do that. And I want to get as many people in as possible. Let's get some comments up there. Jamie saying much better second half. It certainly was. What a result, says Gary. This is where we all get carried away and say, oh, we're going to win the league. We're going to win the league. Carlos is telling us he said 3-0 yesterday. Fantastic game. Suddenly, it's so much better at full-time than at half-time. Still haven't found fixed our corners or Barnes scoring. Lewis, thanks for watching, says much better than the first half. Maz is saying here, well done to the boys. Jason says, boom. Sorry, Brad says decent last 60 minutes, but Perez was poor. Jason says, boom, what a start for Timothy Castagna, debut goal and man of the match. Yes, who was your man of the match? Always interesting to know who you thought of that. Mark Truman says Castagna is quality. Richard says, great result, touches of class and brilliance, but there's lots of improvement needed. Rob saying that was the second half, certainly was the Leicester we know and love. Great to see Jamie Vardy as well off with two goals. Chasing his golden boot trophy back down again. Daniel watching on YouTube says nice 3 points to the season. Great result, says Zab. We're top of the league. I actually think we might be top of the league. I think we've got Lox and Jamie already waiting to come in, so I'll bring them in very, very shortly. Carlos says he thought Barnes was poor today. We will discuss Barnes in a minute. Castagna playing at right back, says Jono Towers. Where is Ricky P going to play? Well, good question, Jono. Is Ricardo, when he comes back, going to be our winger? We keep saying we need to buy a winger. Perhaps Ricardo Pereira is the winger who's going to come in. Perhaps that's who we're going to do. Aki on YouTube says, Chilwell who? Well, yes, indeed. Castagna certainly came in. As Rob says, great second half, much better. Must back it up with a win against Burnley. Let's add in Lox. Let's add in Jamie. Don't forget, anybody else, I've put the link out there so you can see me, you can see Lox, you can see Jamie. We'd rather get more different fans on. If you want to click the link, come in. Because all we're going to listen to now is Lox say how before the game he was confident and he said 4-0. Isn't that right, Lox?
So before the game I was confident and I said 4-0. Well, you know, I said that I thought they would just, you know, prove us wrong a little bit. You know, we've not doubted them as such, but we've been a bit pessimistic, if you like, as to how it was going to start with the lack of squad depth, the lack of signings, you know, and Didi playing centre back. But you know, the first half wasn't great. It wasn't awful, but it wasn't great. Second half much better, and yeah, obviously Vardy tops it off with two penalties and the cupping of the ears to the empty stand.
Jamie, well, you got to be pleased with that. You were going for a bit of a draw, but
I was going for a 2-2 draw, but that surprised me. That did. I didn't expect that at all, to be honest. I'm over the moon that we did, but I just didn't expect that at all. With the team we had and the amount of negativity that was going about, oh, it was. But we won 3-0. We've done it.
To be fair to you, Jamie, you did say we've not had the most amazing pre-season and there's quite a lot of negativity around, but that was the same the season we actually went on to win the Premier League. You were saying that beforehand. Maybe, you know, it's on the pitch that counts.
Well, like I said to you beforehand, that's the first time that we've won a top-flight away game opening day season for 87 years. That is a true fact. I've checked that since I told you. That is a true fact.
It doesn't sound believable, does it, that years?
Since we've last won a top flight opening day away game.
I didn't realise either, Lox, that that's the first time we've won away since, I think, New Year's Day or something. It's been a long time since we've won an away game. I know there's been a coronavirus break, but
it was Newcastle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it Newcastle away, New Year's Day?
The goals from Maddison, wasn't it, and Chowdhury, good goals. So it's been a long time coming, hasn't it? Especially that stat which Jamie Jamie's come out with today. So, which is a crazy stat, but yeah, I mean, it was always going to be West Brom, wasn't it? That it happened against. So,
I've got another one as well. Do you want it?
Come on, another stat.
Yeah. It was on Sky. No, it was on Sky. Everyone's probably heard it. That was his fifth time he scored in Hawthorns, and that equals Ruud van Nistelrooy. He did it as well. Five times at the same, the only time he played at Grounds. So he's equaled it now. So he's top with Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Kevin's asking, Locks, did you call Castagne to score the first goal?
So, no, hold on. So I didn't today, but on the show with Josh on Friday, I did say Castagne would score the first goal. So, yes, he is right. But it was on Friday. It wasn't today. I did switch to Vardy today. But I've predicted Vardy and Castagne two different days, and they're the scorers. So this is Locks.
This is how you predict the goal score. You just have a different go every day. Is that right? Change your mind.
Yeah, Thursday was Barnes and then Castagne. But I did predict it, but just not today. So doesn't count.
A few fans' comments in here, and then I'll come back to you guys. Dave saying, great result, great start to the season. Mirko wants Jamie to jump in the pool. I will ask him, Mirko, in a minute. Let's see if he
can. I haven't cleaned it.
You haven't cleaned it. Get out. Rob's saying, Foxes never quit. Rob White is asking for you in the pool as well, Jamie. Love a great star, says Jason, or great stat. Stat. Lee is saying he was class. Mendy was class, sorry, is saying Lee. Rob saying James Justin. We had a few different opinions at halftime about James Justin. I thought he had a decent game. I've got, joining us, chaps, we've got Josh. Let's add Josh into the stream. Hi, Josh, you all right?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, very good. What, give us your views, Josh, on today's game.
It's 1 a.m, so... I'm a bit tired. No, it was all right. I thought first 20 minutes was really slow, didn't create much. But then after that, it was good. Controlled the game really well. One solid, obviously, performance. And, it's only West Brom at the end of the day. But, we'll take it. It's good stuff.
Josh, you did well to stay awake in that first 20 or 30 minutes if it's that late at night. Well, where are you? Are you in the States?
Sydney, just north of Sydney.
Sorry. So, yeah, you did well to stay awake. That first 20 minutes, West Brom looked decent, didn't they?
They looked all right, yeah. I think they probably worked really hard, and then our class really shone through after that. So.
And do you feel Jamie Vardy had a good game? Castagne, who was your man of the match?
Probably Castagne, yeah. I thought he really showed out. And probably the last half an hour is a bit tired, but, he was really good. I think Barnes was not great. Justin was a bit wobbly, they were saying on the commentary over here. But apart from that, no, it was good.
And onwards and upwards. Like you say, it was only West Brom. They've got a lot to learn, I think, haven't they, in this Premier League?
Yes, they have. I just think we controlled the game really well after the first sort of 20 minutes. It's not much more to say than that. Vardy's penalties were brilliant as well. Both side netting was great.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Josh, for joining us. Join us again next time. Thanks for your views.
Morning.
Morning, Josh.
See ya.
See you soon. Thanks, Josh. Don't forget, if you are watching, I've put the link out there so anybody can come on, click on. Josh was there just north of Sydney. We want your views. I will put it back in here. Chappers is coming. Let's add him in.
Is he coming? Is he here?
Yes, get in. Oh, what a game. What a game. And by the way, can I just say, Youri Tielemans was brilliant today. I started calling him Horny Youri because he was bloody all over the place. He was absolutely brilliant today. Horny Youri. Hashtag Horny Youri. Honestly, it was fantastic today. It's about time we've seen him step up because he's been shambles for quite a while. I thought he had a cracker today.
Go on.
Go on, Jamie. What you say?
I was going to say, was that because he's played some sexy football today?
Oh, wasn't it? The Belgium trio are in the house, man. Belgium chocolate is sweet, but these guys are sweeter.
Who was your man of the match then, Chappers?
Who do you think?
Well, it sounds like Tielemans. But most people are going, I think, for Castagne. So,
Castagne, it sounds a bit like lasagna. How do you say his name? Is it? Some people are saying Castagne, some people are saying Castagne, some people are saying Castagne. How is it? How do we say his name, lads? Do we know?
Well, let's try it. Jamie, how do you say it?
It's like Lasagna, Cassagna, I would have said.
I would agree with you. That's how I say it. Lots.
Yeah. I've been saying Castang, but yeah, Jamie Castang. Sounds right. Yeah, yeah.
I said Castang as well.
Thank you.
It's all right, mate.
Yeah, but a lot of people were excited because I did the watch along on my channel over a minute ago, and there was a lot of people in, and a lot of people said that Leicester turned it on in the second half, and we looked really good. First off, looked a little pants, but I mean, it's the first game, isn't it? You know, you've got to find your feet, and some of these players haven't played together for a while, so yeah, all good, all good.
Well, yeah, very happy. And Jamie, that some of the team haven't played together ever before. That back four would never have played before like that.
No.
It showed a bit at times at the back there, but we got away with that one.
Yeah, yeah. But what you've got to remember with Leicester, though, last year we scored an awful lot of goals in the second half. We had to be patient. The first half weren't very good last year, and then the second half of the games, we scored a lot of most of our goals. I think we scored 65 goals, something like that, and at least 40 of them were scored in the second half. So I think patience is going to be the key again. Break them down. Wind them down. I mean, West Brom had nothing in that second half, I think. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, once that first goal, that was it.
I think, like I said earlier too, I think it was Josh, West Brom looked like they've got quite a bit to learn. The Premier League is unforgiving if you don't take your early chances.
No, they had a couple of chances, which we, you know, errors. We've given them chances in the first half. You know, a bit like after lockdown last season towards the end. We gave other teams, you know, too many chances. And to be fair, yeah, West Brom didn't take them chances today. If they did, we could be in a completely different mood right now. Things could have turned out differently. But yeah, West Brom have got to learn to obviously take them chances. Thankfully we did. So yeah.
Let's get a few more views in from people watching. Mirko says Castagna means maroon in Dutch. I'm sure he's pulling out leg there.
Hey, your favourite colour.
Maroon, yeah, I know.
Bill, we'll get you in a maroon shirt before the end of the season.
And don't forget, you can win an away shirt of your choice of colour on LeicesterFanTV.com in our competition section. Jake Short says Pratt, Castagna, and Mendy were man of the match. I've seen a few people grumbling a bit about Mendy,
Just have a shout out for Mendy? Hashtag Magic Mendy. He did nothing wrong today. And the people all week have been, oh, if Mendy plays, it's a waste of time. Take him off at half-time and move Wilf into the midfield. What did he do wrong? Tell me, guys, what did he do wrong today, Mendy? I thought he cleared up. He won tackles. I think he was not the man of the match, but I think he did a decent job.
100%.
Yeah. Locks, do you agree?
100%, yeah. I think he just gets a bit of stick from pre. I don't really know why he gets stick, to be fair. I think when he even last season when he did come in, I think the West Ham game, we played West Ham away, I think it was, and we won 2-0 or 3-0. But he had a great game there as well. So I don't understand why he gets so much stick, but especially today, I thought he didn't put a foot wrong at all.
Chappers, who are you texting?
I'm just.
He's always on the phone.
I'm just delighted about it all. It's just been brilliant today. Absolutely brilliant. Honestly, not one player played pants either. They were all good. Even Ndidi had to, you know, perform a role that he's not really naturally fitted into. And he's done really well. I think he got caught out in the first half. But for goodness sake, for 90 minutes, you're playing in a role you don't play. You're phenomenal.
Yeah,
LCFC Gray says Mendy was awesome. A few people here are backing you up on the Mendy. Mendy has started to step up, says Neil Bennett.
Justin had a bit of a dodgy start, didn't he, to the game? Yeah. You see that last-ditch tackle he made towards the end when he had the... Yeah. We were 3-0 up and he went diving in to block. Now, that's commitment and half, that is. When you're 3-0 up, you're still throwing your body at the ball to stop a goal. They must be on a clean sheet bonus. That's all I can think of.
Yeah.
It feels like... really nice to be having this post-match chat where we have won and we have bagged in 3 points. And I believe... we are top of the league as it stands. I know it's only on difference. Is that right?
Joint with Arsenal, I think.
Don't start that. Don't start getting all excited yet, lads. We've got a long
on alphabetical order. We're joint.
Alphabetical order. But listen, it's Burnley, I think, next week, isn't it? Next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, Burnley. Burnley. A bloody eight Burnley. Who says that? Wilf, I'm in between us.
Yes.
Yeah. Prediction for that one, I think home win, nothing else. To be honest with you, 2-0, 2-1.
Yeah,
Chappie, what did you say before the game? What score did you say before the game?
3-1 Leicester. 3-1 Leicester.
Did you?
Yeah.
See, I wasn't even thinking of that.
I thought Pereira were going to score for them.
Yeah, that first 15, 20 minutes, they did look decent, didn't they? They had a few goes, and we looked a bit shaky at a couple of points. But in the end, we weathered that storm. And then West Brom didn't really offer that much too often going forward, did they, Lox?
Not at all, no. I mean, like we said, they had a couple of chances at the start, which we gave them. I think Ndidi as well, he played a poor pass back at one point, which was unlike him. So, yeah, they just didn't take, you know, like we said, they need to learn to take these chances if they want to stay in the league. Thankfully, they didn't take them today and we're all here buzzing. The FPL league as well, that's got tasty with the Vardy brace, because I'm sure a lot of fans in there have got Vardy. So
I didn't.
You two haven't. You two haven't.
I don't play it.
You're not done.
Chappy never does it.
I just don't play it. I don't play it.
I must admit, I've got Vardy in there. What's better than having Vardy in is having Vardy as your captain and in as well.
Well, yeah, I think currently top of the league is Darren Rowley on 85 points for the week. He hasn't even got Vardy in. He had James Justin, who got the assist technically from the penalty, the last penalty.
I've got Soyuncu, so there's a bit of a Billy bonus.
Right, lads. But anyway, I'm going to go and eat some spuds because I don't really fancy watching spuds on the TV. So I'm going to go and eat some. I'm going to go and eat some instead.
Brilliant. Thanks, Chappers. We'll catch up with you soon.
Yeah, man.
Cheers, Chappy.
Take it easy.
Make sure you empty your sack tomorrow.
We'll get, obviously, Lee is a postman and not a porn star.
I've got a story about that if you want. Another time, maybe. Porn star stuff. I've got a story I need to tell you, Phil. Maybe off camera, because it's probably a bit too early for that right now.
I don't know. Who wants to hear Chappa's porn star story now?
Go on.
Or put a thumbs up in the comments. Go
this
on, Chappy.
Legit. So 2016...
As long as it's suitable.
2016...
You're looking like for a porn star.
Yeah. 2016, an agency actually came, approached me for an actual movie role, a porn star adult film movie role called Chat Shit Get Banged. I mean it. I swear to you. I turned that down because I've got missus and kids. But yeah,
you mean your missus turned it down.
Obviously, Vardy was hot, so I can imagine they were trying to make money off of it, sort of thing. You know.
I thought, Chappers, you were going to say you went and did the screen test. They had a little look and went, "We're not having that." We'll let you go, Chappers. Thanks for a nice story at the end, though.
That's all right, mate.
You will let you go. Thanks, Chappers. We'll see,
see you lads,
soon.
See you, lads.
Let's get a few fans' comments in before. I don't know how we got onto that, but we did. Yes, we've completely lost the subject there again. Somebody on Facebook is saying 2016, it's happening again. You never know. LCFC Grey on YouTube says second half, our class shown and West Brom couldn't live with it. Derek saying hopefully Vardy will get more goals this season again. A lot of you are enjoying the Chappers story there. I don't know where we go following that, guys. How do we follow Chappers' porn star story?
Well, Vardy's first goal was his 50th Premier League away goal he banged in this in the Premiership.
Banged in.
Yeah,
he drilled the words there.
He drilled the second penalty in really well as well.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Couldn't quite penetrate the defence though today, right?
Yeah, penetration wasn't good at times.
Nice.
Anyway.
I think we want to leave that conversation there now.
Before we go, guys, obviously tomorrow night we've got a fan zone show.
What's Stephen Price's comment? Stephen Price has put a lovely comment up there for you, Phil.
I still hate it. I've got to be honest. It felt weird because I was watching it. Again, I was watching it and we were saying, it doesn't feel like watching Leicester in it. I'm not going to beat around the bush, but hey, if we win it, who cares? Wear it every time. So we're giving one away. So when we get it in reality, I've ordered one. When it comes here, maybe I'll prefer it. I have seen one in reality and it's not too bad, but we've won in it. I was going to say, yes. We've got Fan Zone show tomorrow. And I think we still need to talk about transfers because it's nice to have a win. Let's not big it too much, though. It was West Brom who, you never know, by the end of the season, they may be one of the teams struggling to stay up, so we'll see. Yeah. That I think that will be the topic tomorrow night as well. Great first win, but you know, there's still time to get somebody in the transfer window, one or two places.
Yeah. I mean, do you, because obviously we've mentioned it, Pereira is a winger.
Mm.
Do you think that's a possibility? Because obviously, Castagne at right back, he played well today. He played really well today. So, and we haven't signed a winger yet. Will we sign one? I don't know. But, you know, I'm not sure. Maybe. I think he's played one or two games in the past at right wing. I don't know if it was under Puel or.
If you remember when we signed him, Jamie, when we signed Ricardo Pereira, I think most of us thought we had signed a winger.
Yeah.
So we were a bit, well, that's where we thought he was going to play. So maybe that is the plan. Castagne is going to play right fullback and Pereira is going to play right wing.
And then all of a sudden, when he started playing at fullback, he was having storming games and everyone said, well, why don't we play him on the wing? Why don't we play him on the wing?
Yeah.
We had no defender, did we? So it might be the case that we play Castagne and Pereira there. It might be. What a combination that will be. And you've got an attacking and defending a right midfielder as well. But then who would you leave out?
Well, that's always a nice place to be, isn't it, when you're trying to work out who you leave out. Listen, guys, thanks lots for joining us. Your show's on Thursday night this week, isn't it?
Thursday, 7:30. Hopefully we'll have a signing to talk about, but I doubt it.
And you'll be talking about the fantasy football as well, a little bit of that, updates
on
that.
We'll see who's top. Obviously, we've got a couple games left tomorrow and one tonight. So we'll see who's at the top come Thursday. And we'll have a little chat about that.
Brilliant. Jamie, I know Tom does the Fox's Tale show this Wednesday. Who's on this week?
Yeah, he's got alcohol poisoning this today, hasn't he, Tom? Unfortunately.
He picked up a bug. Yeah, picked up a bug drinking six Zambucas, he says.
Yeah. It is none other than Alan Smith.
Ooh.
You can't get much better than that, can you? Alan Smith, Wednesday night, 7:30.
Smithy on, very nice.
So we've had Stevie Walsh last week, Alan Smith this week.
Good show. So that's Wednesday at 7:30. Join Tom with the Fox's Tale show. Jamie's back next Sunday, which is another aftermath pre-match show.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
And I'm, of course, back here tomorrow night at 7:30. So thanks, chaps. We'll see you soon. I'm going to read out a few of the fans' final comments.
Thank you.
Where was the council on?
Yeah,
he's not come here. But let's see if he's got any in. Thanks to the guys for joining us. Don't forget, I put the link out there. It was great to have Josh on from Sydney. Chappers joined us as well. Love to get more of you fans coming on. Last few questions. LCFC Grey says, thanks a lot. See you later. Rob still says, we need a winger. Martin saying Castagne will play left back. Interesting there. Stephen saying, if we finish in the top six, you should wear the maroon shirt all the time you go live. As soon as we get one, I'll put it on. I don't mind. Maybe it's going to grow on me. Alan Smith will get battered. He hates us. Hey, listen, Smithy, he was a great player for us at Leicester. So, Alan Smith, let's hope he talks about the City. He will do. It will be really good. Thanks, as ever. It's been Match Day here on Leicester Fan TV. Wherever you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe. Click on that button now. Don't forget, if you're watching on Twitter and Facebook, give us a like, give us a share, spread the word, spread the love. And as ever, we have to thank these guys. You know who they are. I'll play the video at the end, but thanks mostly. The biggest thank you is to everybody who watches Leicester Fan TV and bothers to put the comments up. We appreciate it. So thank you so much. Join me tomorrow night, 7:30, for the Fox's Fan Zone show, and we can talk a little bit more Leicester City. See you later.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatman, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
I forgot to say you can win a maroon shirt. Much as I don't like them, you can win one. LeicesterFanTV.com. Don't forget, go and enter now. We'll be drawing it shortly.